Why do onions make you cry? Can you predict the weather by listening to crickets chirp? Such are the questions that prompt debate and perhaps arguments at many a dinner table. The Library of Congress wants to help maintain domestic tranquility with a new website from the Library Science, Technology, and Business Division. The site, Everyday Mysteries, is the work of librarian Jennifer Harpster. Jennifer Harpster is in our studio. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, nice to meet you.
So how does this work?
If you go to the Everyday Mysteries site, you can browse by topics, put in words like largest flower, largest bear, crickets. But mainly, I think the easiest way is just to search by topic. We have topics like agriculture, botany, chemistry, technology, where you'd find like inventions. Those are very popular questions.
You can ask it as a question. For example, if I were to type in, why do onions make us cry?
You would get the webpage, actually.
And why do onions make us cry?
It's very difficult to pronounce this word. It's an enzyme. When you cut the onion, you release these enzymes, and they kind of mix with some other molecules or chemicals. They kind of all come together, and it forms like an irritant, and it gets in the air.
And it gets it in
brings,
your eyes.
Yeah, it makes your tear ducts fill up with tears, and you cry.
Now, this was your idea, to make this website for the Library of Congress. Why? I mean, what is it that inspired you to do it?
I just kept seeing a pattern of questions. You know, my boss has been answering who invented the toothbrush for 40 years. You know, and so now we can have a place where the researcher can go and find out that answer. Another reason is I want to encourage people to discover science. I thought it would be a good idea to try to get people back into the library, too, to highlight the Library of Congress's collection. A lot of the graphics we use are from our prints and photograph division.
If you have adults and you have children coming to the site and students, aren't you a little bit concerned that this could be a cheat sheet for homework?
Yes, definitely. That has run through my mind. When we get students coming in wanting help with their student assignments, we kind of point them in a direction of where to go. Like, we'll give maybe suggestions of subject headings to look in the online catalog. We might give them some search strategies to put into a search engine. But we'll help, since we're science, we want to encourage young people to get involved in science. So we like helping students and direct them to appropriate sources.
Jennifer Harpster is a librarian and the creator of Everyday Mysteries, a website on fun science facts at the Library of Congress.